The Blue Network presents Eddie Condon's 12th Jazz Concert. That's what we mean when we say, A, that George Gershwin was profoundly influenced by hot music. B, that hot musicians find the music of George Gershwin especially appealing. And C, well, C can refer only to the conductor of our impromptu Gershwin concert here at Town Hall in New York City, Eddie Condon.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Fred Robbins. That I Got Rhythm thing... That was almost a has to be. We opened with that, as you know. The personnel on there is Jess Stacy on the piano. He's working with some fellow named Horace Height. I think Jess replaced the dog. Now, with the rest of these fellows, we have another fellow here named... I'm not going to tell you about that other fellow. They've all left the stand. Well, there's Maxie Kaminsky was on the cornet, and P.B. Russell was on the clarinet. Denny Morton was on the trombone, and Ernie Caceres was on the baritone fireplug. Now, this next number here is going to be a thing played by Jess Stacy and Gene Krupa, and it's called Someone to Watch Over Me. Horace Height is listening, I hope. Jess, if you play it good, you'll get a cut. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We have a fella here that I forgot to introduce this guy. What's your name, boy?
Gene Krupa.
I've heard of you.
Thanks.
Is there any room with the Capitol now for you? Are they allowing room for you to get in and play the drums, Gene?
Business is pretty good, Eddie.
I know what you mean. So is the Capitol. Well, look at Gene. We're going to play a song here with your boy, Ed Hall, right?
All right. I'd like it very much. How about and Jess? Is he going to come along
Jess is going to fly in this thing. Jess, I want you to really fly in this thing now, Jess. We got Lady Be Good coming up. Also Gershwin. Gene, you want to go back there and stroke those, what do you call them, hides and downbeats? Or rather, metronome.
All right.
Solid killer.
Ooh.
Thank you for that. Take it, Jess. That didn't seem to bother anybody here. Cooper's on his way to the Capitol again, counting those tickets. Now we have Benny Morton from the Cafe Society downtown. He's down there with Ed Hall's band. And Jess Stacy are going to play Summertime. Are you ready, Jess? Take it. Thank you. was Benny Morton, and I had a little background there by that fellow who runs that band down there, Ed Hall. Bobby Hackett was there. This next number is going to be I've Got a Crush on You. We have a girl here who's going to sing this for you. We've been waiting for this girl for ever since these programs have been on. Here she is, Lee. About this song, why do you like this song, Lee?
Because it's a good song.
I can't think of a better answer. Well, here's what we'll do, Lee. Is Jess going to play a little verse here for you on this?
No, an introduction.
Well, just go right into the chorus or the verse?
The chorus.
Into the chorus. Jess, you got the chorus. Take it.
I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie, all the day and night time. Hear me sigh, I never had the least notion that I could fall for so much emotion. Could you care for a cunning cottage? We could share the world with pardon my mirth. 'Cause I have got a crush, my baby, on you.
Finally captured her. This next number. Oh, well, her last name is Wiley. The next number is Ernie Anderson saying, no, that's not right. Soon. Sounds like a storm in the South Pacific. Bobby Hackett's going to play Soon. And are you ready to take it, Bob? Here we go. Boom. Boom.
Thank you.
Waiter playing a piano. Fighting that fellow with a sickle. Lee, by the way, by that last song, Bob, you didn't do yourself any harm. I liked it. You're hired for next week. Bobby was the guy that made Embraceable You, which is an obscure song written by Gershwin from the play called Girl Crazy. Ethel Merman sang it, and that's probably why. No, she didn't sing that, but she sang some other stuff. Embraceable You was recorded by Bobby Hackett and made quite popular since. Now, we're going to play a song here. I heard Lee's going to sing a song. Aren't you, Lee?
Certainly.
Well, she's certain. It's called Sweet and Lowdown. Also written by George Gershwin. That's right. So, Jess, you want to take that verse?
There's a cabaret in this city I can recommend to you. Peps you up like electricity when the band is blowing blue. They play nothing classic, oh no, down there. They play nothing else but the low down there. And if you need a tonic and the need is chronic, if you're in a crisis, my advice is grab a cab and go down to where the band is playing. Milk and honey flow down, everybody's saying blow. The sweet lowdown. Dizzy as a beaver, dancing till you totter. Sure to get the fever. Nothing can be harder than no. The sweet lowdown. Philosopher and deacon simply have to weaken. Hear those shuffling feet. You can't keep your seat. Professor, stop that beast. Come on, get in it. Love the syncopation. The minute they begin it, shouting to the nation, blow that sweet and low down. Philosopher and deacon simply have to weaken. Hear those shuffling feet. You can't keep your seat. Professor, come on, get in it. Love the syncopation. The minute they begin it, shouting to the nation.
Wow.
And next week, we're going to have Muggsy Spanier on hand, Gene Krupa, Willie the Lion Smith, James P. Johnson, and a swell show and all. Eddie Condon's jazz concert is produced by Ernest Anderson and announced by Fred Rund.
Eddie Condon's jazz concert came to you from New York.